Welcome to the Money Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Torres. This episode is brought to you by Crowdsourced Books. Crowdsourced Books provides you with all the resources you need to become a successful author. You can find out more by visiting crowdsourcedbooks.com. All right, now let's jump into the episode.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. I'm really excited to have Michelle Hamilton on the line today. She is the owner of Laughing Buddha Body Piercing and People's Jewelry. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I'm really excited to talk to you, well, for a number of reasons. We spoke previously, and you have quite a bit of experience in your line of work for body piercing and owning multiple shops. Let's just start with, you know, your history as an entrepreneur. How did you get into the business?
Well, I couldn't keep a job because I would get fired all the time because I'm very opinionated. And so I didn't really have a choice. And my mom was kind of sick, so I needed to make more money to help her out and whatnot. So I started doing hair actually when I was in my early 30s, and before that I was doing photography and cleaning houses, and it kind of snowballed into what it is today.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit more about what it is today in terms of what you do specifically and your shop, things like that.
Okay, well, I have a shop in L.A. called Laughing Buddha Body Piercing. It's out, actually in Upland outside of Claremont, and I've owned that for about 12 years. But I started in Seattle, and I had a big shop in Seattle, and I sold that about 3 years ago to a really awesome person named Christy, who has another shop, and he just bought another shop in Seattle, so she's got three shops there. I had another tattoo shop in Seattle, and then I started a barber shop to stop a tattoo shop from getting into that space and competing with me, and then I opened a few more of those, and so it just kind of, I love business, and I've helped a lot of people, but I really, really love business. I used to be a body piercer, and then I got to the point where it was either take care of the customers or take care of the employees, so I kind of slowly fired myself from all the positions.
Wow. So how does, I mean, somebody that's listening to this episode, and let's say maybe they have an interest in body piercing or tattoos, or like, how do they break into the business? Like, what would your advice to them be?
I would say try to do something else. It's really difficult. It's not an easy business to be in. For one thing, I've been doing it for a long time, and I actually heard, they had a piercing conference a couple of weeks ago in Vegas, and I heard I was at the women's part of the group. I was announced as one of the most influential people in the business this year. I wasn't there.
Wow! Congratulations, that's amazing.
Yeah, but it took me a long time to get to that position because it's a stubborn industry. It's kind of a wonky, toxic industry. There's a lot of healthy, great people, but there's a lot of people that are very protective of the industry, and they just don't let anybody in. So I always, when people tell me, how do I get involved, I just say, try and find something else to do, especially if you have children. So
Why do you say that? Is it long hours?
Yeah, it's long hours, and if you're not in the right shop and you don't have enough experience, you won't make a lot of money for a long time. When you first get involved, you're an apprentice, and you're kind of like kicked around a lot just to make sure you're going to stick around because it's a lot of work. And it's also, there's a lot of sterilization and education and sterilization that's involved. And so if you're going to take shortcuts, or if you do anything, you know, it's a small industry, so if you do anything like steal or disrespect people, everybody knows about it. So, you know, you've got to kind of have your game on to be involved in this situation. So,
No, that's great. I mean, and it's a very niche industry, and that's why it's kind of interesting for me to talk to you, not just as a business owner, but also to get to hear, you know, what the industry is like. And it sounds like it reminds me of a couple other industries, that it is very small, certain type of community atmosphere, but very protective of what they do. And kind of talk to me about some of the good things about the industry. I've heard some of the hard parts you're telling me. What are the good things about it?
Well, once you get involved and get into some of the with some of the really awesome people, it's like a family, and it's like a circus family, and it's really a lot of fun, and everybody's a little nutty. I also, you know, my shop in Seattle had, I think we had like 9 tattoo artists or something like that, and tattoo artists are kind of crazy people to be around, so they kind of make you think a little different, you know, and they're artists. They're very difficult to work with. So those are the great things. I mean, I've been inspired, and I've been really lucky not to be put, you know, thinking in a box all the time. And I never had work in a cubicle because I didn't work out in cubicles. I would get fired. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the good times. I mean, we really laughed a lot. There was a lot of laughing, a lot of fun, stuff like that. So
wow. Well, it sounds like quality of life and all that's great there in terms of what you're in. So what kind of other, I mean, let's talk about the business side of it. So for the business end of running a shop, what does that entail? Like, what does that even look like?
Well, you know, it depends on what you, it's kind of funny because tattoo and body piercing are actually two different businesses, and a lot of people run them under one hat in one shop. And, the piercing side, you can make a lot of money selling jewelry, but it has to be certain jewelry. And I actually recently started a jewelry company to help people in my industry because the wait time is like 12 weeks out to get jewelry. And I'm actually producing it weeks ahead of time and polishing it so I can ship it out same day. Of course, I'm charging a little bit more money for that service. So it's kind of like meant to tie people over. So jewelry is really where you make your money, but it has to be the right jewelry. A lot of people will buy jewelry overseas, and it's really cheap jewelry not meant for fresh piercings or fresh wounds, and they'll get a lot of problems, and then other people in quality shops will have to fix those problems. So I would say that's the biggest frustration, and that's where you make your money. You can make good money as if you have a good shop with lots of great tattoo artists, but that's really a big headache because tattoo artists tend to drink, and they don't always come to work on time, and they can be really rude to customers if customers act silly.
I love it. I'm glad you. I appreciate the insight. I mean, I'm just trying to picture this world. As a financial advisor, you know, my let's say life isn't quite that interesting. So I love to hear about how other parts in the business world kind of operate. So I appreciate that. Well, hey, so where can people reach you if they want to visit one of your shops? Where are you located? In your website.
Yeah, the website, we actually sell a lot of jewelry on our website because L.A. is so congested and our customers really appreciate it. So the website is LaughingBuddhaBodyPiercing.com.
You can check
out our jewelry, and the staff's really great at helping you with what you need and whatnot. And I'm actually just changing everything, and I actually have left Seattle, and I'm living down in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, and I'll be bouncing back and forth between L.A. and Puerto Vallarta, and I'm not going to really go up to Seattle much anymore. So,
all right. Well, hey, Michelle, I really want to thank you for coming on the show today and also for giving us those insights into the tattooing industry and body piercing and also the jewelry side. I mean, my first foray kind of learning about that industry, and congrats again on becoming one of the most, or being recognized as one of the most influential people in your industry. So in any industry, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
I know it's not an easy thing to do. So congrats again. Thank you.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting that. But thanks for your time, Adam. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
You having me on your show. And good luck with everything.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.